Stand by for The Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, The Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why, over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-7541. 854-7541 or call toll free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning, it's Willard Sapriston.
And Peter Greco.
Saturday, July 16th, 2016 on ESPN 1520. Call us live, the Dollar Doctors at 803-1520, 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. If you're listening tonight on the rebroadcast from 12 to 1, we're not here, but we're here live now. You can also get us live and streaming on our website, sapriston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. You can plug in to follow us on Twitter because I'm tweeting every day now, whatever that means. Yeah. And furthermore, we get very nice charts on the market close every day, so you can see how the markets did, Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P. Right now, call us at 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. Show's brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, FINRA, SIPC, MSRB, RIA. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. I have several issues here I'd like to discuss with you. I understand that Apple and Google take a bigger chunk out of the pie for the Pokemon craze now. So I was wondering if Nintendo, N-T-D-O-Y, still has more room to run given, I think it's increased 50% in the last week or so.
Well, so it has.
I would send you to this week's Barron's, big article on Nintendo and where the guy's given the reasons why he thinks it's going much higher.
Hmm. And how does the fact that it's an ADR work? Is that any different than the common stock?
No.
Not as long as you have good volume, which you do.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you think it's better than a 50-50 shot that there will be continued appreciation?
Is anything better than 50-50? No, I mean, you read what the guy said. Basically, what he's saying is they don't have that big a stake in the Pokemon itself. Okay?
Right.
But he said now they learned something, and they're going. And I briefly read it this morning, and he says they're going to be putting other apps like Super Mario, out there, and they're also
how about Pac-Man?
Yeah, and they're also going to put stuff on the smartwatch, to do stuff. So he thinks that it's more than just this, So if he's right, he's saying he thinks it can go. He said once upon a time Nintendo was $75 a share, So, I mean, and right now you'd put a stop at what, 26 or something?
26 per works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Switching gears to book value. For Orchid Financial, ORC, supposedly this is now trading at its book value. Given that it has a very high yield, I'm wondering if this is it. I've read that this isn't one of the better companies, but it seems that the stock is holding its level right now, and it's 16% yield or so. know, to me, it's very attractive. I just don't want to get in and then the thing plummets because you know, it's business. You know.
No. What is
the book value? He can't see. It's 1102, trading around 1074.
Yeah. But what's its business though?
I think they lend money to real estate companies. Mm-hmm. It's somewhat of a REIT.
Okay. And why is it paying 16%?
That's the million-dollar question. I guess because of leverage, I guess you'd say.
Well, according to FinPez, sales were down 89% in the recent quarter.
Yes, that's my point.
Earnings per share are off 164%.
Mm-hmm.
Earnings per share this year are down 97.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound too exciting in terms of stability.
Right, so the high yield is a red flag that there could be impending.
If you buy it at 1074, you stop it at maybe 974, right?
Yeah, I mean,
risk 10%, that's it.
Getting rid of all the fundamentals, the chart looks super, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just made a major, major breakout over several months of tops, you know. And, you know, so, I mean, I do more research, as we always say. You know, you should go in and find out as much as you can about the company.
Do your own research.
But a pure technician would be excited, you know. He'd say,
look. But they'd also stop it.
Yeah, they'd stop it, yeah. But it would be excited with a major breakout like that.
Mm-hmm. And given the recent support level for...
That's ORC.
Pardon me?
That's ORC. Because
yes, correct.
Because people listening can't... Sometimes I want to write these down, that's all.
Yeah. Given the apparent support level of Endeavor Silver, do you think silver has reached a new support level?
Symbol?
EXK.
Symbol, please, I meant.
E, Edward, X-ray,
mm-hmm.
Ketchup.
You know, basically, I think, as I said before, you know, it's right at the top, very top toward its resistance right now. And it's a question whether it's going to blow through there. So it kind of needs, you know, some more strength in silver, you know, to help it along, you know.
Mm.
So, you know, if it finally breaks out of here, you know, the thing could run up to the seven, you know, 7.5 area. So if it starts popping a little bit more, you know, I think especially if it gets to 5.5, you know, I'd feel a little bit better about
mm-hmm.
it, you know.
And
you know, silver itself, you know, it could pull back a little. You know, gold has been pulling back.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's possible for silver. I think I had a potential, you know, silver, I don't know. The SLV closed at what, 1908?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it could pull back to between 1820 and 1860, you know, on that. But that would be good support for it.
Mm-hmm. And you always mention FinViz as a source for getting good financial information. Given that Yahoo Finance destroyed its previous format.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was trying to figure out what the heck's going
on
over
horrible.
There.
Horrible. And their message board
is gone. Where is it?
Had to be designed. Well, now it's called Conversations.
Conversations.
And I swear that it was designed by someone who's only had experience with social networking and texting. There's no subject lines. It just, I mean, you know.
Well, no, I'm with you because I gave up. You know, I just said everything disappeared the heck
absolutely.
With it. You know?
So the question is, given that that has, you know, become not a good source for information, can you recommend any other sites that are good for financial information? I know that you often mentioned FinViz, Seeking Alpha. Is there anything comparable to the Yahoo Finance Board?
Oh,
I wouldn't know because I didn't use Yahoo Finance much.
There's one I've forgotten. Try Investors Hub. Let me see. I mean, I haven't tried these for years, but.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another one, Silicon Something, which I haven't used in years, but because I was always using Yahoo Finance, so I never used the other ones.
Right?
So.
Can you guess any reason why they changed a perfectly workable and simple, usable
format? Why they did? Because they're idiots. What can I tell you?
I haven't read one positive review of the change on any message board.
Mm-hmm.
Not one.
Well, I couldn't imagine, you know. But I know, you know, I don't know. Investors Hub, I see the page. I don't know how it put an individual stock in, see what happens. Get a quote up there. You know,
where are we? Up here?
Quote. Yeah, let me just see.
Right, so
like I said, I used to have a whole bunch of them, but I kind of depended on Yahoo Finance.
Yeah,
and, you know,
I'm amazed that Google Finance doesn't have a message board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because Google Finance, you know, you would think that millions and millions of people would use the message board.
Yeah, well, I'll look up on my computer, you know, next week I'll mention the ones that do have, you know,
this isn't bad.
Board, you know. Investors Hub's interesting.
Yeah,
you
very
know.
Interesting.
And also, what was the other one? There's another one that I've gone to.
You said Silicon something.
Yeah, I forgot. I haven't been to that site in years. You might even try. I mean, I haven't been there. StockTwits.com.
Okay.
StockTwits.com. They
yeah,
got a lot,
I read
a lot
that.
Of good people on there and a lot of interesting information. You
spell
know.
That.
StockTwits.
There's another site, but it's a paid site, a Value Forum. Yeah. But that's pretty expensive to.
Yeah, I mean, there are still a lot of goods.
Yeah. All right.
Sites out there. But you know,
right, well,
I try Investors Hub, I try StockTwits, and I'll look up some other ones that I know had message boards on it. You know,
okay. So. Yeah, and my favorite now is Ivy in Investors Village. That's really good.
Okay. Well, there's another one. Yeah, that means there are a lot out. But you're right, Yahoo Finance are a bunch of dopes. You know.
All right. So okay. Look forward to other comments here.
All right, thank you. Take care.
Thank you. You're listening to... Excuse me, Willard Sapristan, Peter Greco, the Dollar Doctor is live. Saturday, July 16th, call us, 2016, 803-1520 or 1-800-879.
By the way, if you go to StockTwits, when it opens up, it says, tap into the pulse of the market, find out what other real investors and traders are saying about your stock.
You know, I was giving the phone number out and you cut me off.
Well, I wanted to get finished that, you know.
You did?
Yep.
Okay. That's a nice byline. You can follow them on Twitter. See that? 800-879-7541, the Dollar Doctor's Life. Give us a ring. Good morning, Tom.
Morning.
Morning.
Do you want to talk about stocks, or are we going to just talk about publications?
Well, whatever. You know, if nobody calls, you're stuck with what we're stuck with. You know, that's the way it is. That's the public's fault, as it always is.
You're right. Well... As long as Rick wasn't going to be on for 20 minutes, I was surprised when a caller said there's nobody online.
Well, he covers a lot of good things at times.
Oh, yeah,
no
he does. Yeah,
no question.
Does.
Yep.
But I wouldn't know what he bought.
What did he buy? Well, he's obviously an Endeavor Silver, you know, so EXK. So.
Oh, there's two of them, huh?
Two people that own it?
Two people that chase it.
Oh, that chase it.
Very nice.
Yeah, but what do you buy with it?
What do you buy with silver?
Yeah.
I don't know. Now, unfortunately, I heard one guy talking about $100 silver again. You know,
it
gets a little frightening when they start talking about $100 silver.
Maybe it must have been the Lone Ranger.
But, you know, I feel
that's
better.
That's right. But that's why we always say do your own research.
Yeah, but I've always felt better about silver than gold because a lot of the output is used for industrial purposes, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So there's a real value rather than the pretended value for gold, you know. And I know a lot of people would get upset at that, you know. But don't forget,
which
you know,
is why you said it, so you can get
right.
callers.
You know, tribes in the Tahitian or whatever, stones used to be their money, you know.
Here we
you
go.
Know, you know, yeah. So, I mean, you know, so I, what the fascination with gold has been over centuries is beyond me, but it is, you know. So.
Yeah, right. Okay. Everybody has their choices.
Exactly.
You know, well, the only thing I bought since this thing went down is Ford. Fords make a lot of good cars.
I was looking at that this morning because I drive a Ford and my wife drives a Ford, and they're fine, fine cars.
They
do tend to rust out a little bit sometimes, which I don't like.
It's paying them a 4% dividend, right?
But I do have a client that said if it ever gets back to 14.5, sell it. So that's why I was looking at it this morning.
Uh-huh.
I go through the open orders.
That's the only thing I bought, because, I mean...
But at 14.5, it's really a breakout from the downtrend, and then
I think I paid 12 and something.
Maybe see 17, 18.
Well, if you paid 12 and something, you know,
pretty close.
That's not bad. The other side of the coin, if it sits and does nothing and pays you 4.5, certainly better than money market or a CD, right?
I got all kind of friends telling me that, look at Niagara First, they don't pay no dividend, you get pennies on a dollar. I says, well... Buy the stock, you get over 3%.
Exactly, you got a good point.
Oh no, they get scared.
Yeah, well, what can you say, right?
Yeah, well, there wasn't a nice opportunity to buy these stocks because I think they're going to go higher myself.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I keep saying to people. Keep worrying about the market, you know. And, you know, there's opportunities being created all the time, you know. There's no question about it. So you have to have patience, you know.
Right. As long as they keep paying my dividends, I don't care where it goes.
Well, one thing we look at when we look at dividends is how sustainable have they been over the last 10 and 15 years?
Yeah.
And then, secondly, have they been going up a little bit?
Right.
We always like going up.
Well, look how nice GE acted, right?
Oh, yeah. No question.
Yeah. Yeah. I own them both, you know. I just wondered, you know.
Yeah, because GE, you know, it's
GE looks beautiful.
Moving nicely, and, you know, if the market continues, you know, to be reasonably good, you know, it's a potential $40 stock eventually. You know?
Oh, yes. Yes. It pays a good dividend, too.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
Almost three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost three.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah, these days, anything, you know, 2, 3, 4%, it's good dividend.
Yeah. Okay, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Thanks for calling.
Same here, Tom.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too. Take care.
Thank you. You're listening to The Dollar Doctors Live, Saturday, July 16th, 2016, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, FINRA, SIPC, MSRB, RIA. Go to our website, saperston.com. For free economic research from Stoner McCarthy, posted fresh every Saturday morning about 7 o'clock, you'll get a little vignette on where interest rates have been and where maybe they're going if the trends hold, oil, gold, the markets, and a little bit about the economy. And they say inflation's coming back just where the Fed wants it to be, and if it holds above 2%, maybe they will raise rates. Call us now. Willard Saperston, Peter Greco, 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good, good.
You know, before I started ever calling your show years ago, did anyone ever talk about silver? I love hearing about that now.
Well, that's true.
That's true. That's you're the silver guy.
Yep. You've taken your brunt of abuse on that, too.
I have, and I'm fine with it. Now, you know what I mean? It's outlasted every currency known to man.
Matter of fact, somebody sent me an email. It says he feels sorry for you because you don't have a life.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, you know, I do work my head off.
I know.
I feel sorry for myself, too, really. I put in like 18-hour days. The other day I broke a finger and had to reset it and finish my job. Makes me really feel sympathetic to the NFL players who don't play the 16 weeks of their life there. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah, I guess I feel sorry for me too. But I am beloved by those who actually know me. So, oh well. I do a little financial reading. And honestly, I like calling just to contribute the news that isn't really talked about but becomes relevant after the fact, you know. So I was reading this week, actually, and I've always given my warnings with Deutsche Bank, because I think that's what's going to be, you know, the fall of a lot of things. But one thing to keep in mind with this latest rally, and the phrase I always say is, you know, Mark, you know, things don't fall from mid-levels, they fall from peaks. So when we, you know, basically get to like 18.5 and pundits and whatnot talk about 20,000 Dow, I mean, if you look at the upside potential compared to the downside risk, it doesn't weigh out, in my opinion. But, you know, you had the ECB and the Bank of Japan converting tons of their currency into dollars. What do you think happens to those dollars when they go into the U.S. markets? You know what I mean? You get these types of things. You've had a lot of outflows of mutual funds at the same time of all this injection and liquidation into our markets. So it is something to keep in mind. And as I said, with Deutsche Bank, they're really not doing too well. They kind of flubbed over the 2008. They never corrected their problems. They're still way over leveraged. They have a lot of bad investments. And you got Italy in their bonds that, you know, I mean, they're almost on the verge of default. And Deutsche Bank is holding a rather large portion of that. So,
anyway. So you think it's a bombshell waiting to happen? Is that what you're saying?
I do, and I think that will be the catalyst that'll ripple through the markets. I mean, we had the Lehman Brothers collapse and whatnot, and that's what caused, you know, basically the deleveraging and decoupling in 2008. And I think Deutsche Bank is what you need to keep your eyes on in the Eurozone first. I mean, obviously that'll fall. Ours will have a little head fake rally, and then ours will come crashing, really, in my opinion. So I'm just saying, be cautious with it. And I don't know why were like ripping me apart, actually. Man, I'm not too insulting or anything. Even Dave was taking some pop shots last week at me.
Well, Dennis came to your defense last week, so.
Oh, did he? I don't even get to listen to you guys too much because with my no life having, I'm always in and out of my car stopping at different positions.
You missed that. Dennis did come to your defense.
Nice. Well, yeah, I don't know. I've always loved the precious metals. You know what I mean? It's the only reason, Peter, I know you said that you don't understand the interest in it. First of all, with gold is only formed in a supernova explosion. So when a star blows up, that's how gold is formed.
Mm-hmm.
So there is, it's kind of magical almost, and that's its inception on that, if you will. But you can't make it. You can't manufacture it. And that's the problem with currencies and printing is over time, they eventually devalue and just go apart. I mean, come on. Holland used to trade tulips. You know, that used to be.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's always been different forms. So money is just a vehicle, really. So it all depends on what type of vehicle you really want to drive.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what it is. It's a vehicle. You know, someday it may be bitcoins. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, I don't like anything electronic. Like
I know.
I'm cool. I really am.
I agree with you. I'm just saying, but, you know, all of a sudden when human psychology takes over, you never know, you know, so.
Yeah, well, I think we're de-evolving on that psychological part, in my opinion.
Yeah, we could spend the whole show on that. So.
Nice.
Okay.
What do you guys think with that committee? You think anything's going to happen down there at the Republican convention?
Of course. There's going to be problems.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about outside, right? I mean, there's going to be problems outside.
Yeah.
Especially since in Ohio, you're openly allowed to carry guns, you know, so.
It's exciting.
I know.
You always have
they said outside the convention, guns are allowed, but there's no guns allowed inside the convention. So if that makes you feel better, you know.
Man, I did, not to get too political, but I did hear a great phrase on Clinton. It said, voting for Hillary is like trying to make a snowball out of vomit.
Well, we couldn't say something like that.
I could.
That'll light up your phone lines here. So,
yep.
All right, gentlemen, you guys have a great weekend.
Yeah, we picked on Hillary last
week. Where's silver going, Jay?
Honestly, I think it's going to hold good resistance here at 20. It's going to be Andrew between this and 24 for the next month or two. But watch for the catalyst in the European markets. When that begins to fall apart and you get more countries wanting to do their own exit, you're going to see silver go up to about 33, where it's going to hit more resistance. But honestly, as I said, I think by next year, the silver will be holding in the mid-30s.
Interesting.
Well, okay.
We wrote that down.
We wrote it down.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Okay,
take care. Give us a ring. The Dollar Doctors Live Saturday, July 16th, right now at 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm interested to hear your thoughts on Chipotle Mexican Grill. It's obviously taking a beating.
CMG. It's been a great short, that's for sure.
It sure has, but taking a beating with E. coli. Do you think the worst is behind?
There was another article about how poorly it was in last weekend's, I think, Wall Street Journal. How poorly they were doing and how they had to overcome more than just the food problem.
Yeah, they seem to be introducing some giveaways now in their stores, trying to get customers back. But
I mean, I said from the beginning, we went to the one in Sarasota across the street from our office, and I walked in there, and it looked to me like they had warmed-up dog food in the tray, and not even Elpo. Maybe the bad, you know, Elpo's the good dog food, the bad dog food, and yet my wife said, come on, we got to try it, so I guess you make a salad, and I put this stuff on it, and the meat, and
you didn't like it.
I couldn't eat it, and that was two and a half years ago.
Yeah, but it's good organic stuff for you.
Well,
except,
it's old.
Except when you get E. coli.
They say it's fresh. It's old.
Well, you know, it's tough with all of this. I remember years ago, and I will admit it, when McDonald's was $13 a share, I said they're done. Company lost its way. They'll never come back again. You know, yet you know companies that are good companies or well managed, they find a way to reinvent themselves, you know. And I think that's what Chipotle's trying to do. Do you own it right now or you're looking to buy it?
I'm looking to buy it.
All right. I mean, it's an easy
stop. It's a very good stop.
Very
on
good
it.
Stop. I mean, it has stop at what?
384. So if you bought it in here, you would 380, 40 to 1 will be gone, or if you want to give it one box on the point and figure 380.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
well, thank you, gentlemen, for your insight.
Yeah, it's trying the base, you know, and that's about it. So at least, you know, protect yourself. And then, you know, even if you have to get out of it at 380, watch it again. You may get another opportunity, you know.
Sure. At 380, we'll be close to the 52-week lows on the number.
Right, yeah, exactly. So, that, you know, it's come down on the point and figure chart, I think, what, four times to the 380
yeah.
split area.
Three, 388.
Around 388, you know, four times now. So obviously if it broke below that, it would frighten people, you know.
Sure.
And then you'd want to see it rebuild itself.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Take care.
All right, take
thanks,
it easy.
Thanks, Joe.
That's CMG for Chipotle, whatever
they sell Chipotles.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I ate there once because they had a free coupon, you know, and I said, that's for free, I'll accept
it. I ate there once because my wife dragged me in.
I'm not going back, you know.
I said, never again, please.
And the restaurant is the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Well, the seating was uncomfortable.
The seating in the restaurant's ugly. It's got like this ugly cement floor.
Maybe it's for young people.
I guess it is. I don't know. You know. Anyway.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Just rolling right along.
I'm the 8,000-year-old man.
That's it.
We're watching. Big day, August 2nd on your calendar.
Yeah, yeah. I'm in a quandary, though.
Yep.
NAK.
NAK. Never heard of it. What is it?
It's a mining company.
Oh, Northern Dynasty Minerals. That's why I never heard
right.
of it.
It's been sitting in the dumps for about 2 years.
Oh, my God.
And now it jumped.
It did.
And what I found out is Eric Sprott.
Oh, really? Sprott
Silver. He bought over 5% of it, which
really?
Is over about 15 million shares.
Boy, that's amazing, because they've got that Sprott ETFs in gold and silver,
yeah.
I think. Yeah,
yeah. And I wondered if you knew anything more about it than I do.
So it's obviously not, because I've been saying.
So it went from 30 cents to 50?
Based on him buying that, right?
Because I'm a bottom fisher.
Yeah, I know
see
you
that.
Are, yeah.
I see that. So you're up my alley, as they say.
So. Yeah. In other words, you know as much about it as I do.
That's about it. I would have to do a lot of investigation. Go to StockTwits.com. See if there's any
StockTwits?
StockTwits. T-W-I-T-S.
Twits. Yeah, but I don't know how you get in there. Just
Well, I'll search.
Just
around.
Punch in the stock. It says
here?
Fine. Yeah, right there.
Yeah. Well, then it said sign up.
Oh, well. Well, anyway, whatever.
Well, I'll keep searching.
I think you can get a free sign up for it, you know, if you want to sign up. For
and another one, GSS.
Yeah, it's free.
That was another bottom fisher I had, and that kind of popped.
Yeah, I mean, you know, eventually all the dogs will rise, you know. That's it, you know. It's a miracle.
Yeah, we need miracles.
Yeah, we need a lot of them, I'll tell you.
But, I think I'm going to – I added my position, NAK, a couple years ago. I bought some at $1.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about adding some to it. I can't lose. It's just crazy money.
Yeah, it's crazy money.
It's like a stock, you know, not the stock market. It's more like the gambling casino.
Yeah, but you know, at least you have a reason. You know, you have a guy like Sprott buying that position, right?
Right.
And, you know.
What I recall happened is that the government got involved in it, the bureaucrats.
No wonder. Yeah.
The EPA. Was given, I think they took him to court
mm-hmm.
for something about the fishing rights.
Uh-huh.
And Rio Tinto, I think they gave somewhere like either 1 million or 10 million shares to the Native Americans that lived in that area.
Hmm.
And it died. It went down to about 30 cents then and hasn't moved since except for a couple cents up and down.
Interesting.
And now all of a sudden it bounced up, what's that, like 60%?
Yeah, I mean, it had a reason for bouncing up, so it remains to be seen. You
know? So it sounds like Eric knows something we don't.
That could be.
So.
Then again, maybe he's got fun money too, you know, so I don't know.
Of course, if you buy 15 million shares at 30 or 40 cents and it goes up to $1.
Not bad.
That's serious money.
It's good lunch money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where me, I put in $1,000, and it's just play money.
Yeah, and which is good, which is the way to do it, really.
Right.
You know, for that type of stock, really. And I did notice Hecla got to 636.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. You think it'll break out of 650?
Don't know. I mean, that was my target there, you know, so.
And as I
always say, 636, close enough.
Yeah, really. Well, what I got to do is do the math on my what it's going to cost me to, as far as taxes go.
Oh, jeez. Be thankful.
I think so. I'm getting ready to make that move.
Exactly. Yeah. Never worry about taxes there, no. That's for sure.
No, they're with us forever.
Yeah, they'll get you eventually one way or another.
Oh, yeah.
Living or dead, they get you.
Well, thank you, guys.
Okay,
Have a good weekend.
You
all
too.
Right,
take
Bob.
It easy.
Okay, bye.
Take care. We're going to break.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco of Saperstein Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperstein.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperstein Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
We're back. Willard Saperstein, Peter Greco, Dollar Doctors Live, Saturday, July 16th, 2016, on ESPN 1520. Show's brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management, FINRA SIPC, MSRB, RIA. We manage accounts. We manage also 403Bs and 401Ks away from us, so the accounts don't have to be with us. We manage accounts at bank trust departments if someone wants it. And we use a lot of relative strength ideas and anything that looks right to us. And we like dividends. Anything else?
And you forgot to say, at our website, saperstein.com, all of our shows are archived.
They are.
And you can catch any show that you might have missed. Want to replay a show, the shows are all archived there. And I think you didn't even mention the super-duper free economic report by Stone and McCarthy.
Earlier. It is a good report, actually.
Right. Yeah. So
we've had it for 10 years.
So we do encourage you to visit the website. And if you're ever interested in our services, you know, which are money management or we are also a stock brokerage firm, you can go to the website and get our contact information.
Follow us on Twitter and get the closes every night. Nice little chart. And also, I'm tweeting now, philosophical
things.
Oh,
my God.
I know. It's wonderful.
It's just...
And my
don't get me started.
My family says, where do you get those ideas? I said, I read a lot. So I get ideas. Give us a ring now. We're live Saturday morning, July 16th at 10:35, 803-1520, 803-1520 locally, or 1-800-879-7541. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, guys. I'd like your opinion on Visa. I started averaging in a little bit here around 77, 78. Like your opinion as to where you think this might go.
Point and figure price objective 87. So that's an idea.
And it's got a lot of resistance at 81.
Yep.
So.
And it closed at 78, and the symbol's V for anyone listening, as in Victor.
And, you know, if it could get to, you know, it's stopped at 81 three times now in the last, what, 8 months or so, 10 months,
yep.
Whatever. So it stopped at 81, so that's very important resistance. The chart looks okay. It's been making, you know, higher lows, you know, so it looks like it's trying to go up.
I've got it in a few accounts, a few managed accounts.
Well, I thought it would be a good play because of... the combination of Visa Europe, I think the stock got knocked down a little bit because of Brexit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that averaging in for over the long term might be a good play in this situation.
Yeah,
I don't know what the support level is.
Well, you got a 74 support short term.
Immediate support 74, and certainly if it dropped to... 66 or so, that would be disaster.
You'd want to be out.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd be out a long time before that.
Okay, so immediate support's around 74.
I got another one over here that I'd like your opinion on. This is an REIT. It's GOV, Government Properties.
Mm-hmm. And what do they do?
They rent and lease to government agencies.
Well, it just broke the downtrend, so that's nice.
And besides, you know, the government never cares what they pay for anything, you know, so they...
Well, but they don't pay on time. You know they never pay on time, right?
That's true. But the yield is pretty good on this one.
Oh, yeah, it's 7%.
I mean, it's had a heck of a run. God, I mean...
But, I mean, yeah.
It's going straight up from...
This year, wasn't it about 13 in the beginning of the year?
Yeah, and then it rallied all the way. Without,
24,
without
it's any, doubled.
It hasn't even had a point-and-a-half correction on a double, you know. That's amazing. So
our opinion is be careful and do your own research. And if you're going to buy some, you would buy more if it dropped into that 18-19 area.
I don't think it'll go down that low because of the dividend.
I think once it got back above the breakdown area, which was around 21, you know, so... You know, if it pulled back, you know, below 20, then I'd be concerned, you know. But
okay.
but it looks like that 20, 21 area could be support for it, you know.
Okay, guys, good show.
Okay, thanks
for your
calling.
Thanks,
appreciate
Tom.
It. Okay.
You
take
are
care.
Listening to Willard Sapristan, Peter Krekel, The Dollar Doctor's Life, Saturday, July 16, 2016, on ESPN 1520. Call us 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. Peter, you said a few weeks ago you were extremely bullish.
If it wasn't
except
for the,
you didn't
for
the, like the period of time.
Yeah, for the, if it,
the
I
season.
Said, I said if it wasn't for the May to October period, I'd be extremely bullish, you know. And so far, I should have been extremely bullish, I guess. Interestingly enough, I mean, you know, you got the Dow that's up now for the year 6.26%. Got the S&P now up 5.76%.
Whereas 3 weeks ago, we were in the doldrums.
Yeah, I mean, the NASDAQ is still, you know, flat for the year. But the Russell's up 6%. And the Russell's had the biggest percentage rally off the Brexit low. You know, the major averages are up 8 to 9%. And the Russell 2000's up about 11%, which is an amazing V turnaround, which even I didn't expect. Although the minute it recovered back above 2030, you know, that was a false breakdown again. You know, they trapped all the bears, and that's what happens these days. If you trap the bears, you know, the market just takes off like a shot again.
Look at that, yeah.
So for people, you know, some people are saying that the lack of, what would you say?
Earnings?
Trying to think of the term. No, not that. It's like a divergence, you know, like confirmation, lack of confirmation. You know, whereas the Dow and the S&P have gone to all-time highs, the NASDAQ hasn't, the Russell 2000, the Russell hasn't, and the transportations haven't. So the bears who are left are saying this is a warning sign, you know, that these are not confirming it. So remains to be seen, you know.
Give us a ring at 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541, The Dollar Doctor's Live, Saturday, July 16th. We always tell people to be conservative anyways, and if they're talking about buying a stock, we're usually saying, why don't you put half the money in you were going to put in and then watch it a little bit. And then a very wise Pied Piper told me, that when we do have a profit in something in the firm, we should probably sell half and watch it.
When it's a quick profit in a short period of time, that's, you know, a substantial profit in a very quick period of time, take some money off the table. Because then theoretically, no matter what happens, you can end up having made money on that position when it's all said and done. You know?
803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. Develop your own strategy. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning, Peter.
Morning.
How are you guys this morning?
Good.
Okay.
Good. Good to hear you guys as usual.
Well, appreciate that.
I wanted to get your thoughts on a particular company. I'm just wondering if you guys have any information on this or if you've been following it all at all. symbol is ACIA.
Yeah, some trading rooms love it.
You guys know much about that company?
Not really, but it was IPO that I believe collapsed. Yeah, you know, not too long. You can see where it ran up on the IPO.
Yeah.
Came all the way back.
Came down to 33, and now it's 53.
And
all this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, a little thing, little tip for IPO stocks that do that, when they take out their previous IPO high, that's usually a very bullish sign, you know.
Okay.
Look at Facebook, how it did then.
Yep. But, you know, but at any rate, I mean, I've seen some people with much, much higher targets on this stock.
And, well, you know, I've done a little reading on it, and if, you know, if you can believe anything you read, I mean, a lot of these, some of these people are saying this may be one of these game-changer type companies. I don't know.
Yeah, I think, you know, one trading service I'd been following, they said that a lot of their, some of their institutional investors are very, very high on this stock and think it can go a long way, you know, for what it's worth, you know. So.
Yeah, and I mean, even some of the things I've been reading where they say this, you know, this is the kind of company it'll be taken out.
Yeah, it's a possibility, no question about it, you know. So, you know, definitely one to keep on the radar.
Yeah,
it's ACIA.
Something like that. I mean, where would you, you know, where would you start looking at it, Peter? I mean, if it came back to its original breakout, I guess, or its recent breakout area?
Yeah, I mean, the recent breakout area is around what?
50.
Well, you know, I go down a little bit below it, you know, say it might dip down a little. You know, they're very bullish when they won't even come back to the previous high, you know.
What was that, like the mid-40s?
No, actually, the breakout was at 52, but, you know, I would take the range, say, between 50 and 52, you know.
Wow, that high, huh?
Yeah, because it's been moving up very strongly, and then, you know, you would have a stop on it at 46, you know.
46.
Excuse me.
All right. What do you guys, think of XBI?
XBI.
Do you think it's a good buy point right now?
What is that? This is a smaller biotech company.
This is the Standard & Poor's Biotech Index, I think.
Yeah, but I think it's got a lot of the smaller companies in it. You know, like if you buy the IBB, you're getting the bigger companies, you know.
Right, right. And I think this is more, I believe that the IBB is more concentrated, where this one here has more companies in it.
More diversified, and they got more smaller type companies in it. Exactly.
Well, I was looking at both of the charts, and actually this chart to me seemed to be better, looked better to me.
Let's just see. There's 86 stocks in there. Do we know these companies, Peter? Tesoro, Ionis, Insight. Gilead, we know Amgen, we know Biogen, we know, right?
Yeah, it's got a mixture of companies a lot of people may never have heard of, and it's got some of the big companies in it. You know? What does the chart of IBB look like? You
know? Well, let's do this.
I'm just thinking because, you know, the IBB, these companies have taken such a big hit, you know, and, you know, it's an area that has a lot of potential, you know.
Not great.
I mean, both of them, you know, I've been trying the basin here, right?
And, think it's still early, Peter?
No, if you're conservative, I mean, you know, once again, it's the old thing. Do you want to buy the breakout or do you want to buy half and then decide, you know?
Right.
They're both down 19% this year.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to buy the breakout, where would you buy the XBI?
Well, the XBI was at an obvious level where it stopped many, many times, you know, and... we're getting back to that chart.
There you go.
But basically, you know, if you got to
59.60.
Yeah. You know, 60 would be the ideal, you know, total breakout. And then you would have reasonably clear it's up to the mid-70s, you know.
Okay. So for breakout at 60?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's it currently at?
Yeah, it looks like it's
57.13.
Okay, so it's pretty close.
Yeah, it's close, you know, but it's been going up, down, up, down, up, down. It's died in that 58 area a number of times, you know.
You guys got time for one more?
Sure, got all the time in the world.
Well, let's take a look at an old favorite, guys, AMBA, Ambarella.
Yeah, it's looking better.
Man, that thing was like a star darling, and then all of a sudden it got slammed.
Well, I think it got killed when GoPro got slammed.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, and because they do make the chip that goes into the GoPro cam, but they make a lot of other things.
Right? Yes.
But when GoPro got killed, they took this stock.
They took
down,
it with
them. And you were up at 100 and something, weren't you? Something.
Yeah.
Well, that's 75 on this.
I think it was higher than that. You know, wasn't Ambrell up in the hundreds at one time, Brian?
I think it may have been up there.
Yeah, I think it was, but. Anyway, then it got all the way down to what?
34.
Wow.
It looks very good. It's broke the trend line.
Yeah.
It's got what we call our favorite pattern. Broke
really?
The trend line,
yeah.
Pulled back, and then made a new buy signal. You know, target, believe it or not, is a big
98.
One,
98,
and it's at how much?
54.
91, sorry.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I think it's around 54, 55 is 55.
So this would be a good point right here?
Yeah, I think so, because, you would put a stop at, what, 44, is it? 46?
48.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, with that risk-reward, you know, and, you know, next resistance would be 60, then 64, okay. And after that, 75, you know.
Right. Yeah, even the, a lot of the semiconductors seem to be basing.
Semiconductor on. Group has looked good.
Yeah,
has looked good.
Like I still have some shares of Avago, which has held up really well.
That's held up well, and yeah. God forbid, I hate to say it, even Intel have been looking.
Intel
yeah,
looks
know.
Great to me.
Waking from the dead.
You think that? Yeah, you think they'd be out of business by now?
I know, but like a lot of the other ones, like Skyworks,
mm-hmm.
SWKS.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
that's looking pretty good. I think that one's maybe early yet.
Yeah, I saw. I mean, you see little ones popping up. You know, even Rinky Dink Advanced Micro Devices.
Oh yeah, right? AMD. Yeah, yeah.
That's been coming back from the dead.
Yeah.
Cypress Semiconductor just popped up the other day. You
wow.
Know, see why? You know. So it's been interesting what's been going on in the group. You know?
I know. And there's another one. What is it? NXPI.
Yeah.
That one there is like, I mean, there's a lot of people really touting that thing. And if you look at the earnings projections and that, I mean, it looks like, you know, things look super about that company, but it's just not, that one's just not, that's not moving.
Yeah, that's.
That's a big favorite of Cramer's, if that means anything either, as well.
Well, that
probably means to stay away.
You know what? I was reading some stuff, actually. You were talking about stock splits, Willard.
Yeah.
And I was reading some of the guys that comment on that, right? And it's funny because a lot of them say, well, if Cramer mentions it, you short it.
Well, I mean, the people are really stupid when he mentions it, and people rush in and buy it.
Yeah.
A lot of times it can be a great short
right.
when it gets driven up, you know.
But, so. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess he's kind of a showman, but don't you think he knows what he's talking about? I don't know. I mean,
well, unfortunately, I mean, if you read his book, he says, that's entertainment, right?
Uh-huh.
He's knowledgeable about the workings of the companies. Whether or not it's the right time to buy the stock is another issue.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, you know, it's and certainly it's not the way he would invest when he's talking about these stocks.
Right,
you know,
right.
So.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Well, great talking to you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
great
Dad.
Call. Okay.
Bye. Give us a ring at 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. The Dollar Doctor's live. Good morning, Dennis.
Boys, how are you?
Okay, what's
good.
Up?
What do you like today?
Willard, you still got United Rental?
I do. Where are we going with that?
Oh, I'd probably go to 70 and back down. I'm out.
Well, you're the trader, but you got me going. Unless I hit an order in to sell at 70, I don't know. I hope I did.
Yeah, I may go to 71, 72, and then back down to 60-something.
Yeah, I would probably stop that. Let me just look, because I'm going to take a note. Well, 67 is where it gets to, right? Doesn't usually go to 62.
No, that was because of the, you know, everybody was just panicking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, 67 is the 50-day moving average, so.
The sheep were just selling.
Yeah. Maybe this is it. Maybe it'll go to the price objective 88.
Yeah.
Dennis doesn't stay that long.
I don't stay that long. Yeah. I only stayed long once when I added and it went to 98.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised I stayed in that long. The reason I'm calling is P&G.
Well, it certainly has looked great.
Yeah, I bought it Friday.
Boy. Looks like
86.14.
It broke out because it was certainly over at supply at 85, and maybe you can get back to that 92.93, Peter.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
Looks like it's a possibility. That's for sure.
And people feel its quality.
Yeah, and then I bought some more AT&T.
Well, I mean, you'll be okay in those things unless people all start jumping on the bandwagon and think the market's going to the moon, then these will probably start getting hit, you know.
Yeah, but they'll be back.
Eventually when they start getting worried again.
When they start jumping out the windows.
Yep.
You know.
So what'd you do with Taser?
I still have it.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah, I still have it. And TRN, I still have.
That's been slowly moving up there.
got a nice results from CLDX. One of their drugs got a nice.
Oh, really?
Nice report.
Did it do anything for the stock?
Yeah, the stock went up. You know, went from 440 something to 470.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's not a major thing. It's just a.
Yeah. But they had a good result, and
yeah, one of the drugs.
Right. Well, that's good.
Yeah, you know. So those that one, and then my Western Digital's doing well.
WDC, huh?
Yeah.
That is. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, it just broke out.
Major,
now.
breakout.
4, 5, 6.
Yeah, I was in at 48, down at 50. We're back down. I got back in. Now I'm waiting for it to get to 54, and then I'll see you.
Yeah, you're probably right, but it's broken a sextuple top, as we call it, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, 54, you'll be happy.
I'll be out having a margarita.
Yeah, my target would be 58 to 60, so.
No, I won't be around.
I know you won't. That's why I hesitated even bringing that up. You know, so.
Yeah, I'll be long gone.
Right.
Looking for something new.
I know you well.
All right.
Always good to talk to you, Dennis.
Have a good week.
Thank you. You too.
See you later, boys.
Well, as we always say, got to do your own research, right?
Well, no question about it. You know, some of the things, I mean, like you see, you know, when Rick was talking about a 16% dividend, you really got to look into it, you know. So got to see everything you can find about the company and, you know, and hopefully he finds enough sites that, of course, you got to watch the message boards, too. You know, you take those with a grain of salt. You know, some people use it for their own purposes. Some people are just idiots who use it, you know. But every once in a while, there are some good people on those boards that do some research.
Used to say there's no disinterested people in the market.
Well, that's true. But every once in a while, there's somebody who really does research, and they point you to some statistics on the company that you may not know about, you know. So that can be helpful. You know, I just kind of, when I was with Yahoo Finance before they stupidly did away with their old message boards, I'd kind of run through it, see if anybody had picked up some information I wasn't able to find. I don't take opinions. I'm just, if they can point you to a site or an article or company information that's available, you know, and that you weren't able to find, it can be helpful. So that's one way of doing it. You just don't take everything that's said on a message board.
Fair enough.
So we are down to the end of the show.
We are. And I still like some different stocks here. I liked that WDC. I like the AMBA that the listeners called about. You've got to do your own research.
Exactly. I mean, there's good ideas. It's just like Barron's. You know what the lead article in Barron's is this week?
I'm going to know soon.
Is Royal Dutch the greatest oil stock ever?
God, I hope so. We have enough in our accounts. It's a disclaimer.
I knew you would get excited about
that. Of course, we
that.
Bought it for the dividend.
Yeah.
It's been paying the dividend.
Yeah. So the article explains why they think the restructuring of their company now, you know, what they've done. Is going to be very good whether oil prices go down more or not. They still think they'll do well, which is very interesting, to say the least.
And they think oil goes down to about 45.
Yeah. And for what it's worth, they think, take it with a grain of salt. That's their opinion. The stock has 20% upside. You'd love to see that, right?
Love it.
So that was interesting. I thought you'd be interested about the cover story.
Well, thank you.
There.
Doesn't hurt you either, considering you're on the investment committee.
Yeah, well, that's another disclaimer.
Another disclaimer. There you go.
So we shall see what the market brings next week. You know, it's got up to, what, 2160 something, I think it closed at, 2161. Yeah. I kind of have a target of 2200. So do you say that's close enough? Remains to be seen, you know, but we're up there. So hopefully, you know, there will be opportunities in the market. No matter what it does, stop worrying about the market. Make sure you're following your own plans for your stocks and you know, stop listening to the news and trying to guess what's going to happen next.
And as we always say, keep a little powder dry, because if you don't have the powder dry, you can't take advantage of an opportunity.
And boy, these days, opportunities in our kind of market are created every day.
You have been listening to Willard Saperston, Peter Greco, the Dollar Doctors Live, every Saturday morning from 10 to 11, rebroadcast 12 to 1, archived on our website, saperston.com. Follow us on Twitter, as I'm tweeting. And you also get the nice market closes every night around 4:15 on Twitter. And with that, good night and good luck.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, member of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, SIPC, MSRB. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperston Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.